just one of those nights for Shaman Eye tonight?
Yeah, I mean, first couple innings good, and then got away from him a little bit. So, you know, again, we didn't play clean. We didn't play very well. In those games, we end up losing every time. So, you know, it's just got away from him there after the first couple innings.
What update can you give us on Mackenzie Gore?
Elbow soreness. You know, the velo is down some. We haven't seen the velo great for a while now. But, you know, it became evident in that inning that, you know, it went down to 90, but back up to 92. You could see him kind of feeling his, you know, doing the fist thing a little bit. So we went out there, and the proper thing to do, get him out of there. So he'll see our doctors here when we get home. We'll treat him symptomatically here for the next couple of days, and we'll see where we go for it once we get home.
Is that anything that he had been battling previously, or is this just something brand new?
No, I mean, you know, over the course of the season, you have aches and pains. Nothing feels great, but, you know, we've given him some extended time off, given him some breaks, put him in the bullpen, and, you know, limited his pitches. So this popped up today that we felt like we needed to get him out of there.
Bob, it was a rough night, a long night, early morning. How much did that have to do with?
Zero.
Okay. What needs to change for this team to be a playoff team?
We need to clean it up and play focused baseball every day. Every time we play like that, we lose. Every time we play clean baseball and focused, we put ourselves in a position to win.
In that, you have been talking about that and addressing that.
Correct.
Before.
We need to quit talking about it. We need to do it.
Mackenzie, having when he was flexing his hand, was he having trouble kind of feeling his fingers in?
No, he just, you know, he just felt the soreness in his elbow. So that's kind of the move you make. We saw him do that. We went out there and got him out of there. So, like I said, he'll be treated here the next couple of days. Our doctors will take a look at him and when we get home, and we'll see what the steps are after that.
Eric Hosmer's had some plays this summer just at first base where just they look like routine plays.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's hard when you're in the field, I'm sure, but what are you saying from
him? No, that was a routine play. He also made a great play, pop up down the line later on too. But, you know, that's a play he'll tell you he needs to make.
How surprised were you that Kim was going toward second?
When the ball bouncing around behind home plate, he's trying to get to second base. Once he sees that he can't do it, he tries to get back, and, you know, ended up being a close play. Aggressive, yes. You know, we're down in the game at that time. We can't make base running mistakes, but it. You know, there was a point in time when it looked like potentially he'd get to second base.
I'm sure you've thought about this and even talked a lot about it, but what is your working theory on how it fell apart, the crispness of this team to the last month?
Well, it's gone on and off. So, you know, we come back after a tough stretch, we get the break, we play two really good games. You know, we didn't do much offensively in those two games, but we did enough to keep us in the game. We played smart, we played crisp, we won them. Yesterday, we showed some fight in coming back in a game that we were down, and today we had another one get away from us, then we can't play like that. We know that. We're going to lose those games.